That brings us to our second objective, our objective for today. We cannot be complacent with our thinking. We cannot be complacent with our thinking. The subtitle for today's message is this: an unrenewed mind. An unrenewed mind. Turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Church, if we're going to do the work of restoration, we cannot be complacent with our thinking. What is thinking? See, we've defined the mind, but let's define that word thinking. Thinking is the process of using our mind to understand a matter. Thinking is the process of using our mind to understand a matter. Thinking is how we make judgments and solve problems. It is how we make judgments and solve problems. Thinking is the process of reflecting and reasoning. It is the process of reflecting and reasoning. Church, we know why our thinking is important. We have learned that our thinking dictates how we act, react, and the choices we make. You heard that before? Our thinking dictates how we act, how we react, and the choices we make. Our thinking shapes who we are, what we do, and how we last. Our thinking shapes who we are, what we do, and how we last. So if our thinking is wrong, our actions are wrong. Our reactions are wrong. And our choices will be wrong. Now, this is not a new revelation to us. We have heard it many times before. And yet, if we are honest with ourselves, most of us still have a problem with our thinking. We've been taught this, but we still struggle with how we think. We are still easily influenced by the world. You can hear it in the things that we say. We are still worldly and carnal in our thinking. Sometimes our thinking is confused. We still struggle to conform our thoughts to what we have been taught. And oftentimes when we have issues and problems, we don't think of the things that we have learned. We are still struggling to address our problems according to the Word of God. Our thinking, despite what we know, still takes us in the wrong direction. We are still having issues with our thinking. Church, all of us have ways of thinking that we know right now are not good for us. All of us have ways of thinking right now that negatively affect us on the inside. We have ways and patterns of thinking that send us into depression, that cause us to have anxiety, that create worry on the inside of us. See, we have ways of thinking that negatively affect us on the inside, and we have ways of thinking that negatively affect us in our home, in how we relate to others. Every time we think a certain way, it causes a fight. Every time we think a certain way, it causes disruption in our home. See, all of us have ways of thinking that negatively affect our commitment. The minute we start thinking in a certain way, we want to quit, give up, and go home. All of us have ways of thinking that lead to self-destructive behavior. Thoughts that we have that cause us to sin against God, put ourselves in compromising situations. Church, we are still struggling with our thinking. But here's the thing that we must understand. We know that our thinking is a problem. Most of us, we know it. We know that our thinking is a problem because God has already rebuked us. He's already told us to get it right. He's already told us to change how we think. So we know that our thinking is a problem. Not only has God corrected us, but we have been taught how to change. We have been taught how to renew our mind. In almost every series of this church, in one way or another, we deal with the mind. Think about the things that we have been taught. See, we have been taught that our thoughts don't control us, but that we control our thinking. We have been taught that the Word of God is the foundation for correct thinking, that the Word of God must shape all of our thoughts, and anything that is contrary to the Word must go. When we shape our thinking according to the Word of God, we can have stability in our life. We can have success in our life. We can have peace in our life. That's what we have been taught. See, we have been taught to examine our thinking. We've been taught not to assume that just because we think it, it's right, but that we must take our thoughts and line them up against the Word of God. And we have been taught to eliminate incorrect thinking from our mind by the power of the Holy Spirit. That means, church, we have learned that we must pull down strongholds in our life. That is to root out opinions that are contrary to the Word of God. We have all of these opinions on the inside of us that conflict with the Word. Opinions that we got from our family and our upbringing. Opinions that we got from our friends. Opinions that we got from social media. Opinions that we got off of YouTube. Things that we just made up in our mind. We have been told we have to pull down strongholds. The moment that we know that what we believe is contrary to the Word of God, it's got to go. We know that we are to cast down imaginations. That is to get rid of those mental movies that we create in our mind. Those mental movies that we create because of our feelings and our emotions. Why? Because we have been taught that our imaginations are not real. We can't be governed by imaginations. We know that we must cast down high things. Those things that we have respected above the Word of God, we must cast down those things. Our education that we put before the Word, our intellect that we put before the Word, our prideful assumptions that we put before the Word. See, church, we have learned how to deal with our thinking. God has corrected us, and God has equipped us. So why is our thinking still so off? Why is our thinking still so off in so many areas of our life? Why? Because we are complacent. See, we know that our thinking is a problem. We know that we have been taught the solution. But to change my thinking requires hard, unrelenting work. It's hard work to change your thinking. It is unrelenting work to change your thinking. You have to stay at it, stay with it. And it's just easier for us to give in. It is just easier for us to give in to the negative, ungodly, useless thinking that we are accustomed to having. Church, we are complacent with our thinking. Let me put it a little more strongly. We are lazy with our mind. Just lazy with our mind. I know I'm not supposed to think this way, and I know I shouldn't think this way. Just lazy with our mind. But a lazy mind leads to a stagnant life. A lazy mind leads to a stagnant life. See, a lazy mind precludes growth. We cannot grow with a lazy mind. Because if my thinking doesn't change, I don't change. So I find myself struggling with the same things over and over and over again. I change jobs. I change spouses. I change houses. I change cars. And yet I find myself still struggling with the same thing over and over. Why? Because I have not changed my thinking. Because I haven't changed my thinking, I haven't changed. I struggle with the same types of issues year after year after year. I fight the same types of fights time after time after time. I am plagued by the same type of conduct in my life. No matter where I seem to go, I keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. Keep exercising the same bad judgment. Keep making poor choices consistently in my life. I keep falling into the same pattern of depression. I keep having the same recurring anxiety and fears. Why? Because I am lazy with my mind. Not willing to do the work to change how I think so that my actions can change, so that my reactions can change, so that my choices can change. We are lazy with our mind. We allow our thinking to take us off course over and over again. So our life is stagnant. Even though we have the ability to change, we are like people sitting in an unlocked jail cell. No motivation to open up the door and walk out. See, after all we've been taught, our thinking is still wearing us down. We are still worried. We are still doubtful. After all we have learned, our thinking is still tearing us down. We are still thinking self-debasing thoughts, allowing thoughts in our mind that are abusive to ourselves. We call ourselves dumb, call ourselves stupid. We say that we are no good. We talk about what we will never be and what we will never have, all because we will not change how we think. And our thinking is still leading us into foolishness. Time after time again, we get caught up in new drama, new mess, new stuff. As soon as the old drama dies, we walk into something new. Why? Because our thinking leads us into foolishness. And in the end, because our thinking is unrenewed, it is evident that we are not living what we say we believe. Remember, church, we said that people cannot see our thoughts, but they can see how we think. People see how we think and how we live our life, and our life manifests an unrenewed mind. Church, God is calling on us to do more, to be more in these distressing times. He has given us abundant life. He is counting on us to make a difference. To make a difference for our families, to make a difference for our children. God is calling on us to make a difference in our church. He is calling us, church, to stop the dysfunction and the devastation that we see in our lives. He is calling us to set the generations to come on a different course. We see what's happening. We see what's happening in our family. We see what's happening with our people. God is calling on us to change the course, go in a different direction. But we cannot do more, cannot be more, cannot be better if we can't get our thinking together. Church, we have to deal with a lazy mind and a stagnant life. So let's get to our points for this morning. We cannot be complacent with our thinking. We have to deal with our unrenewed mind. so that we can think correctly. We have to deal with our unrenewed mind so we can think correctly about three different things.